We read the Holy Scriptures together this morning in Hebrews chapter 13. We'll read at this time the first 16 verses of this chapter. Our meditation as we come to the Lord's Supper will be the 8th verse. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Reading now the Scriptures in Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach, for here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. May God bless the reading of the Scriptures to us this morning, and we look now into the 8th verse. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. The words of our text this morning, beloved in the Lord, are a confession of faith. They are a line most likely taken out of an early confession of faith made in the time of the apostles. And therefore, when Paul quotes it, it's something very familiar and well known to the readers, something that they themselves have repeated with their mouth. The New Testament believers, part of their confession, we don't have all of it, but part of their confession of faith that they would make, as we make confession of faith in the Apostles' Creed, would be this article, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. That's what they would say when later on they would be led to the Colosseum to be devoured by lions, when they would be tortured for their confession, or when they would be sold as a slave, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. And we make that confession this morning. The Apostle Paul does, or the Holy Spirit does, use this line skillfully in his argument in the context. In verse 7, he has called the Jewish converts, he has called you and me, to hold fast to the faith, that faith which has been seen in and taught by the elders and the pastors of our church. Verse 7, remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. He's referring to office bearers, whose faith follow. That means for office bearers that the congregation is called to follow your faith. And it means for us as a congregation that we look to our office bearers, pastors, and elders and deacons for that faith lived out that we must follow. And then he says, hold fast to that, considering the end of their conversation, that is, of their life, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. So his point is, don't neglect the faith that you are being taught by pastors and elders, because that faith does not change. That faith is Jesus Christ, and that faith is the same always. Or in other words, young people, here's the point. The faith, the Christian faith, does not need to be reinvented every 40, 20, 10 years. It does not need to be altered according to the thought patterns of culture. But the faith that we hold fast to is the same. And why is it the same? Because he is the same. Jesus Christ is the same. And then you see that follows in verse 7 or verse 9, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. Follow the faith of the saints, because that faith is Jesus, and that faith is the same. Yet our confession, or this text's confession, can stand on its own, and we'll look at it as it stands on its own. So simple, so necessary. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, today, and forever. You need to remember that today at the funeral home, when we receive and when we give comfort. We need to remember that today in the sudden death of a mother. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. We need to remember that when the burden of a day falls upon your shoulder and you cannot see a way out of your trials. We need to remember that when everything around us seems apparently to contradict his promise, when everything is falling down, this is the rock on which we stand. When everything else is swirling and changing all around us, this is what we must confess. This is what we will confess at the Lord's table. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Let's consider that. Jesus changes never, the meaning, the comfort, and the necessity. Jesus Christ, the same. Now, how do you hear the words, the same? And often we hear those words or use those words in a derogatory sense. She wore the same dress to the wedding. You mean that you have the same cell phone for 2 years? You people worship the same way. We live in a culture and a flesh that wants things different, that considers anything repetitious to be bad. Last year's styles, grandmother's table offered to a young couple, well, sentimental, but it doesn't match any decor. Shag carpets, maybe orange in the kitchen. All of these things go, we don't want things the same. We often use the word in the sense of weariness, of dissatisfaction, of wanting something different. Is that the way you hear these words? Jesus Christ, the same. Is that the way you hear it? We use the word same in a different way. Sometimes we use the word same in the sense of thankfulness, to express something is secure, something is unchanged. You meet a dear friend after 20 years. You come back and you talk to your husband and you say, she's the same. She's the same as 20 years ago when our paths separated. She's the same thoughtful, kind, encouraging person. Time has not soured her. Struggles have not made her bitter. She's the same. We mean that in a good sense. Now, the word same here, then, is not bored. It is not, well, it's the same. He's the same. He's irrelevant to a changing culture. But it's positive. He's consistent. He's reliable. He's faithful. He is relevant to me always. He must be. So here, Jesus the same means that he is unaltered. He is unchanged by time. He is not fickle. He is not changing. He is not treacherous. Someone who changes their devotion to you is treacherous. But he himself calls himself faithful and true. And the point of the Word of God is that all around us changes. People change. We change. Business change. We wrinkle in our face. Evil progresses. Always change. But Jesus? Never. His love is the same for us. It cannot alter. His grace is sufficient. It has always been sufficient in the past. It will be today and will be tomorrow. His Spirit, His Word, His promise, His strength, His compassions, His power, His purpose, His presence, the righteousness that we have received from Him through His cross, the same. Yesterday, now, and forever. The confession, Jesus Christ, the same, tells us what is the same of him. So you need to think. You need to remember catechism. Jesus, his personal name. Jehovah's salvation. Christ, his work as the Messiah. Christ is the one who was given a task. Jesus, God's Son in flesh, came into this world with a task. That task was to reconcile us to God. That task was to mediate, to take away our guilt and sin, and to bring us to the bosom of God, to redeem us. That task that is his is to preserve us, and ultimately to bring us to glory. And there to satisfy us with his love and grace. God gave to him a task, Jesus Christ. His task, his work, is always faithfully the same. You remember that the word Christ means prophet, priest, and king. Jesus Christ, the same. His work as a prophet is always the same. He's the one who speaks the word of God. He's the one who reveals to us by his Spirit the love of God and through the Holy Scriptures. He's the one who by his Spirit is in us so that we know him and love him. He's our faithful prophet. He's our priest. That sacrifice this morning is the same. It is the one sacrifice that is able and has removed all of our sins and made us now righteous in his presence. That has not lost its luster. It is the same. He is prophet, priest, and king. He's the one the Father has entrusted that we would be in his hands to protect us and to guide us through life. The point of the confession is that the work of my Jesus as the Christ is the same. It's unfailing. It's consistent. It's faithful. Everything else may change dramatically in a moment. But Jesus? Never. There's a reason why he is unchanging. Reason is he's God. In his person, he is God, second person of the Trinity. Micah 5, verse 2, children whose goings forth have been from old, even from everlasting. Not only is his person God, his nature is God. He is the great I am who changes not. Malachi 3, verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. James 1, verse 18, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's no shade of change. In our Jesus Christ, he carries out the work the same. He carries out the work with you as he did yesterday with you, and the yesterdays before that, before there was a you with his people. He carries out that work today in whatever he places before you. He carries out that work tomorrow. Jesus, who is God eternally in the bosom of the Father, God who cannot change, we are held by Jesus the Christ who does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Think of yesterday. Was he unfaithful to you? Did he fail you? Think of many yesterdays. If you're older, think of the day that you got married. Think of the day when your children were born. Think of the days of tears, deep tears, and fears. Think of the days of joy. Remember yesterday. You've forgotten it, but you remember years back, you were broken. He heard you. He kept you. He's the same yesterday and today. How far back in the mind of Paul would yesterday go in his own life? He could think of his life as a little boy in the city of Tarsus when he would watch the Roman soldiers practice. He could think of the day when he persecuted Christians. He could think of that day when the Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus. This Jesus has always been the same in his love and purpose in my life. Look back 2,000 years from now, from ago, when Jesus died on the cross. Look back then another 4,000 years before that, when the world was created. Look at the day that Adam and Eve wept when Cain killed one son, killed their other son, Abel, and of how God comforted them and the promise of his son. Think back to the day when Noah and his family were locked into the ark and all the world ridiculed them. Think back. Search every page of the Bible. He's the same. He never fails. Study church history. He's the same. He never forsakes his people and his church. Think of today. Think right now. Think of our world in all of its mess, our society in its mess. He's faithful. He's gathering. He's protecting. He's preserving his church. Think of your life today. He's not absent. He's not in some other room. He's not distracted in his thoughts that he can't think about you. He's the same. And forever. Tomorrow, forever. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Think of the end of the world forever in this present world as far as time. Think of the days of Antichrist. He will be the same. He will be this Jesus, the Christ, who saves his people from their sins. He will be faithful and true. He will preserve by the rule of his own grace, by his sovereign power. He will direct the world and everything in it, every moment, for the good of his church. He will never change. Nothing will divert him from this. And then think of glory. He will be the same. Only then we will know him perfectly, faithful, true. We need this comfort. We may rest our souls here. Think of all the changes in the world, in the church, and in your own lives. Think of the fact that throughout the ages, from Adam to the flood, and then Moses to Israel, and then the New Testament, and then modern history, think of all of that, of all the changes. Think of all the changes just in our own lifetime. The internet, and inventions, and understanding of diseases, and the astounding changes, and the acceleration of sin and evil. But there is one rock. Jesus doesn't change. His faithfulness and his truth is the same. Think of the church. Think of the awful apostasy from the truth. Think of the fact that the church, throughout our history, and also today, foolishly forsook the word of God and began to foolishly proclaim the wisdom of this world. Jesus Christ is the same. As in the days of Elijah, when Elijah said to God, "I'm left alone. Nobody's there anymore." And God said, "No, there are 7,000 who have not bowed their knee to Baal." He's the same. He's the same in the history of our church. Through all that we have come, he has always been faithful, always the same. Think of your own life. Times of spiritual mountaintops, times of valleys, times of sin and folly, times of sorrow, times of weakness, times of pain. Think of the days of old age. Think of the time when friends forsake and fail. Change and decay in all around I see. O thou that changes not, abide with me. He is the one on whom we may rely. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Always my prophet, my priest, my king. The same love, the same truth. We can bear change. We must bear change. But we experience change. Death, sorrow, children leaving our homes for marriage, getting married, starting out, first child. We've experienced change, loss of job suddenly, loss of pension, loss of insurance. Sometimes our friends change. Our health changes when God wants it to change. It will change. Let us not think that my health won't change. We can lose peace of mind mentally. We can become depressed. All changes, and we can bear all of that by His grace. But there's one thing we cannot bear, that He would change. That He would even for a moment flicker. That He would even for one moment alter for a few seconds toward me. If that were possible, then everything is gone. But He changes never. The purpose of God's grace entrusted to the hands of His Son shall be fully done. The love of the God's Son, God's own love through the Son, does not wax or wane. It remains perfectly, powerfully the same. This is the one absolute truth of all time. There is no other rock or foundation for human life. The one purpose of God in Jesus Christ to save His church to the glory of His name. All of that work is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ, the one crucified on Calvary and risen from the dead at God's right hand. And He does not change. He'll never, ever change. We need that. Nothing less but that. We need a Jesus who changes never because, for right now, there's one other thing that doesn't change for right now in this life. That we are sinners. That doesn't change either. You discover as you walk with your Lord, if you truly walk with Him, if your walk with Him is genuine, then you discover something more and more about you. One day, what you discover about yourself today is going to change. One day, and that's why we rejoice with those who are in glory, when we enter into glory, one thing is going to change for sure about me. But until that moment, there has been one thing the same about me. There's never been a moment in my life when this is not present. My sin. Didn't you discover that? In a week of examination? We need Jesus. The same. We need the same merciful forgiveness. We need the same faithful work in my heart, pricking my heart. We need the same assurances of Jesus. We need the shepherd. Adam and Eve yesterday needed this same Jesus. Abraham and Sarah, when they lied that Sarah was not his wife, they needed this Jesus. David, when in his folly at night he lusted after another woman, needed Jesus to be the same, to love him, and to bring him to repentance. The Apostle Paul needed Jesus to be the same. Peter, when he said, "I don't know that man," he needed Jesus to be the same. I need the same Jesus. Our brothers and sisters in India and China and North Korea need the same Jesus. We need the Jesus that was with the martyr when he was being led away to be burned at the stake. That same Jesus who was with the martyr is the one that you need in your cubicle as you work at home with your computer. You need that Jesus. We need this Jesus right now in everything of our life. Yesterday we needed him, we need him today, and we need him tomorrow. The same faithful Jesus. And he is the same. So come to this table. Nothing new. You've had this before. Same bread, same wine. You'll hear the same words. Take this bread and eat it. Take this wine and drink it. You will hear him speak the same oaths. As truly as this bread is broken, my body was broken for your sins, and my blood was shed. As truly as it enters into you, I enter you as your Lord and Savior, and I will never leave you. I will sustain you no matter what swirls around you. The same Jesus will be here. The same Jesus who sheltered Israel in his blood when the angel of death walked through the land of Egypt to kill the firstborn. The same Jesus who appeared to Peter, who had so denied his Savior. The same Jesus will meet you at this table in your need with the same forgiveness, with the same truth. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. Glory to his name. Amen. We thank thee, Heavenly Father, for the truth, and we pray that now this truth of Jesus Christ and his unfailing faithfulness, that we may drink it and eat it into our souls. In Jesus' name, amen.